Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a pop-up towards short. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Rettenmund reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rettenmund moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell strikes out. Josephson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Powell out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rettenmund scores. It's 1 to nothing, Orioles. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Crowley moves to second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gritch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Crowley scores. Hendricks moves to third. It's 3 to nothing, Orioles. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuellar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rhett and Mund. Spence reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Spence scores. Berry moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Orioles. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Orioles. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cuellar, and towards Johnson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rettenmund strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crowley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 4-2, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuellar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cuellar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rettenmund strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Hendricks drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Williams out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cuellar, and towards Grich, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Danny Murphy now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Noop applying the tag. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson juggles the ball. That's an error on Josephson. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Hendricks moves to second. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 3 in the game. Cuellar bunts towards the mound. Murphy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 4 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 3 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.